Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish President Erdogan is trying to form an Islamic army out of the 61 Islamic nations. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like Turkey and Tayyip Erdogan trying to unite about 61 different Islamic nations to form somewhat of an army of Islam. What do you know?
Well, Jimmy, there's a really extraordinary thing going on in Turkey today where you have the military advisor to the president, Tayyip Erdogan, who has, at the same time as he's military advisor, he has a private consulting company. And this private consulting company, which is not very well known, I got to say, they are launching an initiative across the Muslim world to create a pan-Islamic army that would be pretty much the backbone of the army would be the Turkish military, but it would include units from other countries as well. And he says that the goal of this pan-Islamic army is going to be to take Israel, to defeat Israel, but they also want to station troops in Gaza. And, oh, by the way, while they're at it, they want to hold naval exercises off the coast of Israel to hem the Israelis in. I find it extraordinary that something like this comes to the light of day. These are the secret dreams of Muslim leaders that normally they keep to themselves or they speak behind closed doors. And this has just come to the fore recently, and it's really quite amazing. We have here a glimpse of what the secret desires are of Tayyip Erdogan, his top military advisor, and I think quite a number of people in Turkey itself. Now, this said, they would like Iran, Syria, and a number of Arab countries to join his pan-Islamic army. I don't think there's much chance that that is ever going to happen. But as I say, it's extraordinary to get a glimpse inside their dreams and their vision for the future.
Ken Timmerman with details on Tayyip Erdogan's efforts to form an Islamic army out of 61 Islamic nations. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's statement that this revelation of the secret drives and vision for the future of the Islamic world is a scenario that fits into the prophetic passages of God's Word. If you read the prophecy of the psalmist in Psalm 83, and then the two prophets, Daniel and Ezekiel, you will find a list of nations that are today aligning themselves to make a move to destroy Israel. These prophetic passages are Daniel chapter 11 and Ezekiel 38. In these passages, you will find the list of 61 nations that President Erdogan is using to form his Islamic army. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...